Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here. My name is Bob Long. I so appreciate you spending this time with me each and every week in this hour of the broadcast. We're scheduled to be joined by the national sales manager for this product called Exato. He was supposed to be on last week at this very same time. I spoke to him this week, and he was all apologies, and he said, well, let's just do it the same week, next week, same time. So we're calling him right now, and so far we can't find him. But it is a great product, and I'm not saying just because they're a supporter of the show, but basically I've done my research on this product. I've done more than 20 years of automotive radio on the national scale. I've written for Motor Trend. I've written for Car and Driver. I've written for Edmunds.com, and this is a real deal product. You have an older car, and you want the engine to last longer, and really, who doesn't? You want to extend the life of your engine. All you have to do is use this this treatment. It's an atomic metal conditioner, and it uses something called nanotechnology, and it revitalizes your engine. Literally, if you have an engine with 150,000 miles on it, you put one application of this stuff. It costs about $60 or so, and the engine wakes up, and it lasts a whole lot longer. This is not snake oil. So I'm going to give out the contact information for the company. They're all over the world. They actually started in Russia. But if you log on to xado.us, that's the U.S. one. If you want to see how big the company is, you just go to xado.com, and you'll see they're sold all over the place. This is really good stuff, a really good product. So I would encourage you to check it out. So we're going to try and get a hold of Mike Taylor, the national sales manager. And if we don't, we're going to have some more fun here on the broadcast. Coming up a little later on in this hour, the gentleman with the website, theoldcarguys.com, he's going to be sliding up to the microphone. We cut him short last week. And so here I thought I was doing a service to both Mike as well as Don Jones from the Old Car Guys. Why don't we put you back in the same exact time? So if people were listening last week and got shortchanged, they'll be listening this week and everything will be fine. But, you know, when you're doing live radio, anything can happen. But one thing that is fun about doing live radio is talking to you folks, all the folks listening on all of our great radio stations all across North America. I realize a number of our stations are taking us on tape delay, but that doesn't mean you can't email me a question during the week or anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. And as I mentioned at the top of a previous hour of the broadcast, giving away this free wash drops, and I got an email a few minutes thereafter from a couple, and Bob and Linda, thank you very much for your email, and we're going to get you out those samples of wash drops, and they're listening also on the mighty Newstalk 1540 KXEL. They live in Cedar Falls, Iowa, and we'll get anybody else who would like some free samples out ASAP. Just shoot me your name, address, and telephone number. Well, let's throw out another trivia question. Let's give away another Busted Knuckle Prize question, and we'll make it one that is a little bit more challenging than the last, because the last one was a little bit too easy as far as I'm concerned. All right, here we go. This to me is still easy, but it's challenging. It's a General Motors question. So if you're a GM person and you were around in the 60s and 70s and 80s, you'll definitely, hopefully, have a shot at this. General Motors made three variations of a luxury personal car. The personal luxury cars is what they were called, two doors. There was an Oldsmobile version, there was a Cadillac version, and there was a Buick version, and they were all based on the same platform. There were differences between the different makes, but these are iconic American luxury coupes. One was from Buick, one was from Oldsmobile, and one was from Cadillac. And another hint, these were front-wheel drive vehicles, groundbreaking. Matter of fact, the Oldsmobile is considering a groundbreaking vehicle because it had a monstrous V8 engine, and it also had front-wheel drive. And, you know, back in the 1960s when it debuted, front-wheel drive was pretty rare alone, to say the least. There weren't that many front-wheel drive vehicles being manufactured, but somebody taking a front-wheel drive vehicle and mating it with a gigantic 400-plus cubic inch V8 engine long before they had things like the advanced electronic systems that they have now that prevent torque steer and other problems associated with front-wheel drive. This was really a groundbreaking vehicle. So the front-wheel drive personal luxury cars from the General Motors brand sold during the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, went into the 90s. They may have touched the 90s. At least one of the brands touched the 90s. Yeah, it definitely did. So very, very well-known vehicles. What were the vehicles? 855-662-4261. 855-662-461. That's our toll-free line from across North America. Or, if you prefer, you can shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. I was checking out an article about cars that were ahead of their time. And I want to throw that out as a question as well. There have been many cars, in my opinion, that were ahead of their time, whether they were stylistically ahead of their time or whether they had technology that was ahead of their time. Let me tell you about some of the ones that this particular article, which was from Yahoo Autos, put out just a little while later. And some of these are going to be surprising. Let me tell you a couple of vehicles that I think stylistically were way ahead of their time. The E-Type from Jaguar, introduced in 1961. It's still a stunning-looking vehicle. Enzo Ferrari called it the most beautiful vehicle ever manufactured. And, of course, who can call many Ferraris ugly? So for Mr. Ferrari himself to call it the most beautiful vehicle ever produced, it definitely was, especially in its initial Series 1 trim. The Mercedes Gullwing, which was introduced in 300 SL form in the middle 1950s, this is an iconic vehicle. Still looks modern today, and of course they have a modern rendition of it called the SLS AMG that is just an incredible piece of technology. Those are iconic vehicles. I'd say the Porsche 911. The Porsche 911 is 50 years old, but if you look back at the first Porsche 911, which came out in 1963, and you compare it with the 2013 Porsche 911, true, the technology has changed. The vehicle is 100,000 times better, but that same iconic shape has remained the same. That is an iconic vehicle. Another iconic vehicle, in my opinion, you go back to the 1930s, the Cord. This was a classic American vehicle that offered some things way before their time. This is a vehicle that had front-wheel drive back in the 1930s. It had an optional supercharged engine back in the 1930s. It had hideaway headlights back in the 1930s. A groundbreaking vehicle way, way ahead of its time. So let me ask you, our Auto World listeners, to nominate some vehicles that were ahead of their time, either technology-wise or stylistically. Give us a call right now at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hotspot for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're talking about vehicles ahead of their time, whether it was stylistically that they look as good today as they did when they were originally introduced, or technologically they were very advanced. And we also got a trivia question out there about the three General Motors products that were personal luxury cars. They were very popular, especially during the 70s and 80s, even the 60s. These were front-wheel drive offerings from GM. There was a Buick version, an Oldsmobile version, and a Cadillac version. And I want you guys to name that. Whoever comes up with the name, we're going to get you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And we've got a bunch of people calling in. We'll let the dust settle here for a moment. Let me tell you about one of the vehicles that I was surprised in the opinion of Yahoo Autos. They put it on the list of being groundbreaking vehicle ahead of its time. And when I first saw it, I kind of laughed. But then I, you know, took a look a second look at it, and the vehicle that they selected was from AMC, the AMC Eagle. Remember the AMC Eagle? It was not a good-looking vehicle by any stretch of the imagination, but the 1980 AMC Eagle was basically an early version of sport utility vehicles that would dominate auto sales during the 1990s. The Eagle combined features of AMC's Jeep line, like full-time four-wheel drive, with passenger car components. The result was a type of vehicle thought of before but never done before, one that could perform as well in the snow and in the grass and in the woods as well as on the street. Soon thereafter, Subaru came out and Audi came out with their own versions, but this was really the precursor to the modern crossover. And, you know, you kind of laugh a little bit at some of the AMC products from that era, but the AMC Eagle was indeed a groundbreaking vehicle. To me, it always looked awkward because it was jacked up. You know, there was like huge space in the wheel wells between the tire and the top of the wheel well, and that's because it had the Jeep underpinnings. It was an awkward-looking vehicle, but it was, I guess I agree, a groundbreaking vehicle. Let's go to Barry. He's up first, listening to us in Alabama. Barry, thank you for calling into the broadcast. Whereabouts in Alabama are you joining us from?
I'm in the Rocket City, Huntsville, Alabama, on WTKI.
Oh, fantastic. What a great radio station that is, and what a great neck of the woods. Are you a native to Alabama?
No, sir, but I've been here most of my adult life. And when I was first moved here back in 72, my boss had the Oldsmobile Toronado.
Yes.
And boy, was he the envy of all of us.
That was one of the three vehicles, absolutely, the Toronado. And when that debuted back in the 1960s, like I said, you know, it was a front-wheel drive vehicle. It also had kind of a pseudo-hideaway headlight treatment, and it had some very interesting styling back in the 60s, and it continued through the 70s and into the 80s, and they moved that vehicle into the 90s as well. Terrific. You've named one of the three. That's
great. You want to name the other two?
You want to name the other two? You can.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, I didn't like them as much, but I love the Oldsmobile. But it was the Buick Riviera, I believe, and the Cadillac Eldorado.
You got all three. How do you like that? Congratulations. You have rung the bell, so to speak. So we're going to send you out a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and also some free wash drop samples. Let me ask you, Barry, you know, a question I like to ask all of our Auto World listeners. If you had your choice and didn't have to pay for any new vehicle, what vehicle would you choose? And also, if you had your choice and didn't have to pay for it, what classic vehicle would you choose to own?
Oh, the classic would be the first Corvette.
The 1953 Corvette. They only made 300 of them. So the,
I know. I love it. I have a model that's about it's about 2 feet long model my uncle gave me back about 55.
Wow.
And so I've still got that old thing.
That's
and
amazing.
The new car, boy, that's a tough one. I probably might like the Equus.
Interesting choice from Hyundai, a great vehicle, you know, offering luxury at a much more affordable price, goes up against some really expensive vehicles from Mercedes and BMW, and even has the stereo system out of a Rolls-Royce. Barry, you're a very informed gentleman. So hang on the line, and Matt will get all of your information and get your telephone number as well for the wash drops. Thank you so much. Our telephone number, again, 855-662-4261. We're looking for groundbreaking vehicles. Let me give you another one, and this one's going to surprise a lot of folks. Porsche is on the verge of unleashing to the world an obscenely priced, incredible high-performance car. But the thing that makes it special is it's a hybrid electric combined with a gasoline engine supercar. It's going to be called the Porsche 918 Spider, and only Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld and other Hollywood and athletes will be able to afford it. It's like $800,000+, but there's an electric motor at each wheel, and then there's a 550-horsepower regular V8 engine, and when it's using all four electric motors and the gasoline engine, it's like 900 horsepower. And yet, when it's in electric mode, it gets 100 miles to the gallon. But did you know that back in 1889, the first gas electric car was built? That's 115 years ago by guess who? 18-year-old Ferdinand Porsche. Porsche actually built a vehicle along the same lines way back in 1889. Ferdinand Porsche, without question, was a genius, and he, of course, was the father of the Volkswagen Bug, as well as the Volkswagen 911 and all the great racing cars, the Porsche 917 and everything else. But that same vehicle, he built it in collaboration with a gentleman named Jacob Loner, Loner and Company. They were carriage builders. So the original Porsche was actually a gas electric car. And now, all these years later, they're doing it again. 855-660-4261. Let's check in quickly here with Mark in Idaho. Not in Idaho, in Iowa, listening on KXEL, and see if he's got any nominees for groundbreaking vehicles. Hey there, Mark. How you doing?
Not too bad. How's it going?
Not too bad. Hanging in here. The weather is broken. The heat is not so bad. It's been a lot cooler in the last few days. How's the weather been treating you in Iowa?
It's cooled off considerably. We dropped about 20 degrees, so we don't have to turn air conditioners off.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's been a funky summer. How about a groundbreaking vehicle? Have you got one off the top of your head?
I thought of two. First one's the Tucker.
Oh, yeah. I should have said that one. Absolutely. The Tucker. And what's the other one?
I was thinking the Corvair vans. And,
yep.
You know, just the Forerunners and the minivans. I think Ford had a little Econo line thing, and there was Chevy had one that was based on the Chevy 2 chassis.
Absolutely.
Let
me talk with you more. Hold on. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, we're live, and we're having lots of fun as usual. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and don't forget, we're giving away the wash drop samples, and a number of people, including Bob and Linda from Iowa, wrote me requesting samples. All you have to do is drop me an email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. We're also talking about innovative vehicles. Yahoo Autos just recently did a story on innovative vehicles, three vehicles that were way ahead of their time. And you know, I laughed at the first one, but it was AMC Eagle. It was basically the first crossover. It was a station wagon, had Jeep mechanicals underneath. It was funky looking because it was jacked way up in the air. But this is a passenger car that could be driven in the snow and off-road. And it was the precursor to many other cars from Subaru and Audi in the 80s. And certainly the umpteen different crossover vehicles we have today. Porsche, as I mentioned earlier, on the verge of unleashing an incredible supercar, the 918 Spyder, which will be available, I believe, in the coming months for those very few people that will be taking delivery at close to $900,000. This has a V8 engine, electric motors at each wheel, and will do 0 to 60 in the twos, and it will go close to 200 miles an hour or above 200 miles an hour. It puts out 900 horsepower when it's the gasoline engine and the electric motors are working. But the big shock, and I've surprised a lot of my journalist friends with this, the first Porsche, the first vehicle built by Ferdinand Porsche, was built 115 years ago, and it was the 1889 Lohner Lohner Porsche Hybrid. And this was, again, a gasoline electric powered vehicle that was designed and built by 18-year-old Ferdinand Porsche. during his tenure with Jacob Lohner and Company Carriage Builders. The third vehicle that the folks at Yahoo Autos mentioned was the 1972 Volvo experimental car, the safety car. And this vehicle, of course, had all the safety features that we now come to expect: airbags, anti-lock brakes, crumple zones, backup cameras, all that kind of stuff. But it was way back in the 70s that they showed that. So that was certainly a groundbreaking vehicle. I mentioned some of my favorites. Stylistically, the E-Type Jaguar. Stylistically, the 300 SL Mercedes. Another one that came to mind for me was the Cord from the 1930s. And our caller on the line with us right now, Mark from Idaho, reminded me of the Tucker. Talk about a vehicle way ahead of its time, Mark. I mean, that's a no-brainer. The Tucker had a helicopter-derived engine. It also had a whole slew of safety features, and it was practical, too, in that they had bench seats in the front and the back, and you could rotate them to rotate the wear. It had lots of cool features, not to mention that center-mounted headlight that would turn as you went into corners. Nowadays, they call that adaptive headlight technology. But that was back in the 1940s, and you also nominated a Corvair. Tell us a little bit more about this Corvair that you're nominating.
Well, the forerunner of the Corvair was actually was the answer to the microbus. The Corvair answered the Volkswagen Beetle, but the microbus, you had it in a pickup, you had it in a van.
Yeah.
Sure, you get it in a panel, but the Corvair had all that with the six-cylinder engine. But then on the Chevy 2 platform, they also had the minivan, but minivan never really, I mean, they sold a lot of them, but they never really take off the Iacocca and the K car.
Yeah.
But I think for the reason of the Corvair, I don't think people like sitting on the steer axles to drive. It was a little bit different concept. And I always thought that's why they never sold well. But those pickup truck Corvairs with the ramp side, you could drive your lawnmower right on it. I mean, they're really...
They were neat vehicles.
I mean, Corvair got a bum rap, but I still think they were ahead of their time, and minivan proves it out.
I agree. Way ahead of their time, and there are folks that have Corvair clubs today that absolutely love them. Well, hang on the line for Matt, and we'll get your name, address, telephone number, and send you out some goodies from the Busted Knuckle Garage and some free wash drop samples. The Porsche 911 was also on my list. That vehicle is celebrating 50 years in 2013 here, and so is the Corvette, celebrating 50 years. But when you look at the 911, the basic shape is still the same. I mean, the vehicle is 1 billion times better and 1 billion times more expensive, too. But certainly a groundbreaking vehicle stylistically and in some ways mechanically as well, with that rear engine setup, which is still maintained, not air-cooled anymore, but nevertheless a groundbreaking design. We'll continue to take your calls, and we'll give away prizes if you can nominate some groundbreaking vehicles. 855-662-4621. Let's go to Don Jones, one of our regular contributors. He is the guru.
Nice talking to you again.
Hey, how are you? Great.
Am I included in this contest? Because I would probably nominate the 1964 and a half Mustang.
Yeah,
that would be my choice.
That certainly stylistically was.
Can you hear me, Bob? I've lost all contact and can't hear the show any longer.
No, we can hear you fine, Don. So hold on, Matt will take care of any technical problems we might be having with you. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, the 64 and a half Mustang certainly was a looker. I mean, when you see one today in exquisite condition, I mean, the proportions on it, they really did it right. It was based on rather humble architecture, that being a lot of Falcon pieces, but that was certainly a car way ahead of its time and the car that really spawned the muscle car generation. And you know, some people would also nominate the Corvette 63 Stingray split window as being an iconic vehicle. I've got a couple of other emails I'll share with you before we talk about some other nominees that you might have, and also go on to talk about what you've been up to over the last couple of weeks. The DeLorean, that's an interesting one. Certainly stylistically, again, another car very mechanically challenged, but that was a car way ahead of its time. And another one here, the Volkswagen Beetle. Well, you can't argue with that. I mean, the Beetle, for the longest time, was the biggest selling car in the history of the world. And it was surpassed by the Toyota Corolla, but that certainly was a groundbreaking vehicle. And the Lamborghini Miura, there's a man after my own heart, just sent me an email. This is Peter, who just wrote me from Colorado. That's a great vehicle, certainly an exotic car, way ahead of its time. Some people consider it, I know Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian, considers it the most beautiful car ever manufactured. Enzo Ferrari called the Jaguar E-Type the most beautiful car ever made. So we'll continue to take your nominations. But, Don, that's an excellent choice there, the 64.5 Mustang. Rumor has it that Ford is toying with the idea of coming out with the all-new, was originally going to be 2015 Mustang, that they're going to mirror what they did in 64 and come out with the 2014.5 Mustang. What do you think? Should they do it?
Absolutely. I just hope that they stick with more of the style of 64 and improve on a good style, as opposed to saying it's going back and it comes up with something that then kind of misses it. I think they did that when they did the retro T-Bird. We have one, and it just falls short of what we expected when Karen bought it.
Yeah,
she's kind of after me now to get her the real retro of a 55 to 57.
You know, the T-Bird is we'll talk about it on the other side, but I agree. I mean, the T-Bird is perfect from the back end. It's perfect from the side end. They just messed up the front. If they only had done the front better, it's actually a really good car, though. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you.
Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. Don Jones joins us. He is the dean of the oldcarguys.com. Got a TV show in the works. And before we talk about your conversation with our good friend Warren Tracy at the Busted Knuckle Garage, last week when you were with us for a brief appearance, you visited with Pan Oaks down in Fort Myers, Florida, and I understand that visit went extraordinarily well.
It sure did. She's a very nice lady, and we spent about an hour talking to her. The unfortunate thing is she was so busy with the business. Had there not been so many customers there, we probably would have taken her to lunch and had a great conversation. Speaks very highly of you. And the customers that come in, basically the feeling I got is that they're coming to visit their relatives and somebody that could take care of them.
Interesting. That is great. That is fantastic. Yes, she's a really nice lady, very talented, and even though she's doing a lot of media stuff these days, she's still turning wrenches and having lots of fun doing it. And this week, I understand you chatted with Warren Tracy, what does he like to call himself, the chief, I know his email address, I won't give it out over the air, but, you know, he is the everything at the Busted Knuckle Garage.
Where's a hat similar to mine, you know, and that's everything from the CEO down to the janitor. Really great guy, genuine car guy like us, and just an unbelievably large amount of a product, everything from signs to a hot sauce. And we used your link on your website a few months ago to get some of those the Tri-Power hot sauce it is. And, you know, Karen still trying to get her taste buds back from that welder, the welding choice hot sauce. It is extremely hot. But we're working out a deal with Warren to use some of his products in an upcoming shooting of some episodes up in the Nebraska area where we'll use some signage at some of our locations and do some fade-ins and fade-outs when we start an episode on one of the signs. So we're trying to do a little cross-promoting there.
Yeah, no, that's certainly a great idea, and I can't think of a better guy to work with than Warren. It's going to be a win-win for everybody. And speaking of TV, I understand your TV crew is going to be coming up to Nebraska. Tell us about that.
Right. We're going to do a site visit or a location visit in about 2 weeks, where I'll bring in my producer, and we'll visit about 7 different potential locations centered around the Applejack Car Show, which will be, I believe, on the 27th of September on a Sunday. And that'll be kind of the center of the shoot. We have a couple of clients ride in Nebraska City, plus we'll be doing something with the radio station there. And then we'll be looking at sites off of that that will either shoot 3 or 4 days prior to the car show or 3 or 4 days after the car show, depending on availability of getting the entire crew up there. So that'll be going on in about 2 weeks. Next week, we're going to be looking at a honey hole in the southern part of the United States, which may have up to 70 plastic cars for sale and 1,000 junkyard cars and, according to the email, 50 buildings full of antique car parts. So that's got us very intrigued, and we're negotiating now to go down in a couple of days to see if we can't sign that deal.
Well, that sounds fantastic. What an amazing collection. Where did it stem from? Just one person, or was it a business?
Well, the owner is a person in his mid-70s who has just got to the point that he wants to give up the business. And I'm not sure exactly what the business is. I'm kind of leaning towards it may have been a salvage yard at one time, because the person in contact with us said that he started a business with his father, which gives me an indication that the building may go back, if it is a salvage yard, it goes back so far that it may have some incredibly old iron in it. And that's in the southern United States. I don't really want to give up the location right now because we haven't really finalized the deal, and it may cause problems, particularly with security, with what this guy has if I start speaking about what's available down on his property. But like all treasure hunters, we're chopping out the bit to get out the door to go check it out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What a find that would be. That's great. Don, I understand you've got some cool new vehicles up for sale at theoldcarguys.com. Give us a little taste.
Well, we've got a 73 Ford Mustang convertible. It's blue. It's totally restored. The lady is selling it. Her husband restored it, passed away. It's been sitting in a climate-controlled garage, and it's just time that the car went to an owner that could appreciate it. So it's pretty close to a number one car. She's asking $20,000 for it. There's some negotiation involved. It'll be up on a website. We picked up some odd-and-end stuff, like 237 LaSalle engines. Both of them are only $300. And some parts off of the 371 Oldsmobile. We have a complete tri-power setup that's coming in for one of those. So they're kind of like little items, but the stuff that we're doing on Facebook and our social media is starting to pick up, and we're starting to generate a lot of what we might call nickel and dime things that are happening with people coming through the back door, so to speak, with the social media. So we'll continue to generate that for the next couple of days until we jump in the car and hit south.
Oh, that's going to be great. So you've really had a busy number of weeks here between visiting your daughter and grandson down there in Florida to hooking up with Pam and talking with Warren Tracy, and also last week you were telling us that you stopped by Corky Coker and did some visiting in Tennessee. What other cool places have you seen over the last couple of weeks that you haven't talked about?
Well, I think we talked a little bit about stopping at Muscle Car City Museum down in Florida, and we were asked by the owners to find them a 1935 Chevrolet Suburban, one that's ready to drive. And as we were closing the conversation, the guy says cost doesn't matter. And I said, oh, man, that's the type of guy I like to talk to. So if anybody's got any leads, please let us know.
Yeah, I'm sure, Don, you're always looking for leads, and we can always put that out here on Auto World. You know, if you've got an unusual vehicle, a fire truck, or something very much out of the ordinary, or if you've got some very unique engines and you want to get a hold of Don, what's the best way for folks to get in touch? Via the website?
Absolutely. Just come to theoldcarguys.com. You can Google it in, and it should pop up, and just hit the button, and it will pop up, bring you right to us. And my phone number is there if you want to give me a call, or you can actually, we've got a little shorter Gmail address now. It's tocg57@gmail.com. If you want to write me an email, just write one, or you know, you can check us out on Facebook as well.
That's great, and I'm so glad to hear the TV show seems to be coming along. That is not an easy thing to do, as I've been dabbling a little bit in the television waters.
We went a total re-editing of the episode, and we're up to marketing now, and we're finding out those things that we didn't know we didn't know. But before we run out of time, let's talk about the Chevy 789. If you go to that, and it's a retro Chevrolet, it's built out of concepts from the 57, 58, and 59 Chevy with a Corvette engine in it. if Chevy was going to do anything on retro, bring back either the 57 Chevy or the Nomads.
Oh, that's great. Sounds like the old Johnny Cash song, one piece at a time.
Yeah, just about. you can go ahead and Google that one. While on break, I did. And when I was working and I actually had a good income, I had considered buying one of these, spent $139,000. I kind of thought, well, maybe I'll let that one ride and, you know, see if they come up on the used car list someday.
Yeah, I think you made the wise move. I know some people that have made body kits for Corvettes, for the C6 Corvette that made it look like it was an early rendition C1 Corvette, but I never went for that myself either.
Yeah.
Don, thank you so much, everybody. Check out theoldcarguys.com. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.